Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, we've been talking about change. We've talked about several different things. Today we're going to talk about changes in equipment and changes in medicine. Not vaccines. We've talked about that already. Equipment. Biggest change is I don't rope cattle anymore. I first started, I hung on the back of a tractor and the back of a pickup and roped a cow off the side, tied it to the bumper, and hope it didn't bash the side of my truck in. Well, we don't do that stuff anymore. Almost all of my clients now that I go out to have their own corral systems. We have portable corral systems that have a chute and a head gate all tied to it. They just take it out in the field, unload it, get the cattle in. We work them out in the field. Absolutely wonderful, wonderful thing. It's been quite a while since I've been trampled by a cow or kicked, actually. So that's a good thing. Rest of my clients bring it into our facilities there in the clinic. And those, of course, they're very well done. And it's a great program. Medicine is the thing that's changed, too. We used to use a lot of penicillin. As a matter of fact, our normal order was 3 gross. So whatever that is, 3 times 144. And we had a walk-in cooler to keep it in. Had a great big cooler sitting out behind. Had that thing full of penicillin. Used a lot of it. In the old days, we had a disease that we referred to as Texas fever. Used to happen in cattle that came up from Texas. They'd be here about 2 to 3 weeks, and they'd break with this respiratory thing with a high fever and not much wet lungs, but really sick cattle off feed. Nowadays, it has a name, and we call it Haemophilus salminus, and we've had a vaccine for it for a long, long time, and we don't hardly see any of it anymore. But penicillin worked great on it. In those days, penicillin, sulfa drugs, we ran a lot of stuff IV. We worked a bunch of cattle one night. We started working about 2 o'clock in the afternoon when we found them sick, ended up working till 6 o'clock the next morning, worked all the way through the night to IV about 140 head of cattle. We don't do that kind of thing anymore. Our new antibiotics are absolutely wonderful. They work great, but they're expensive. One of the new antibiotics, when it first came on the market, that was a great product, went from our old penicillin at about $3.80 a bottle to $300 a bottle. Scared the devil out of most of our producers, but when they saw how well it worked and that you could give it under the skin, why, they thought it was the greatest thing that ever happened. So equipment and medicines have both changed. Well, one that hasn't changed is my knife. I still use a knife. And that probably will never change for me, although I do have an electrosurgery unit now that uses electricity to cut an animal or take out a tumor. Works really well. It stops the bleeding at the same time we cut it, and it heals a little faster, maybe even than a knife. Although a nice straight knife cut heals pretty darn quickly. We're using a lot of generic drugs now. We didn't used to use those. Of course, we do a lot more small animal work, so we use more generic drugs in the small animal. Can't use very many things that aren't approved for large animal in large animal because of the residue problems, and so we watch that very, very closely. The meat you eat today has much less residue in it than it did even 20 years ago. So your meat is very, very safe that you eat today that we produce out here. But in small animals, we use a lot of generic drugs. We use a lot of human drugs. The problem we're having right now is supply and cost. Things are absolutely going crazy. Being a good Republican, I certainly want to blame the Obamacare system for most of it, but to be real honest with you, that is where a big part of the problem occurs. Generic drug manufacturers make a big building and they put 6, 8, 10 rooms in a building and make 6 or 8 or 10 different things all in isolated rooms in that building. In the old days, when you had a problem in one of the rooms, they'd shut the room down and everybody else in the building would continue to work. Now, under the new rules, if one room goes down, they shut the whole building down, and because they shut the whole building down, now we have shortages, and because we have shortages, then we have price increases. It's just a vicious cycle right now. One of the drugs that we use is doxycycline, and we ordered it one time, and the bottle cost us $38, and the next time we went to order it, they wanted $2,100 for exactly the same bottle. Now, that's not very realistic, and I would say that's got to be price gouging, but it doesn't make any difference because we only have one manufacturer of doxycycline left in the United States. That's what's happening in the generic drug market all across the board. We had a heart drug that we used to sell for 30 cents a pill. Now, it's going to cost everybody about $2.20 a pill, and that's occurred over the last about 3 months. So, get ready. If you think generic drugs are going to save you a lot of money, don't bet on it. Next time, we're going to talk about some other changes that might be significant. So Keep tuned. Listen to me next week. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. And remember, our number is always 243-2121.